Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you may find yourself on this beautiful planet we call home. You are listening to Radio Tisnes International on Anchor FM, hailing from the breathtaking island community that is Tisnes on the west coast of Norway. Here to spread Tisnes love to the world with a piece of Tisnes news thrown into the mix here and there. Welcome to RTI for short, or
Radio Tisnes International.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your RTI host, Jarle Pettersson, with the 60th episode of the show. Well, actually, there's been a lot of shows in between that never made it to an episode, but that's the way things are going with our beloved Anchor platform. Just stopping by for a quick episode today, seeing as we have a few call-ins from two of my dearest Anchor friends. So, without further ado, RTI Caller's Corner.
RTI, how may I help you?
Oh my goodness, my apologies. It would appear that we have no less than six consecutive calls from Ireland's great son, Mr. Paul O'Mahony, pertaining to our mutual anchor friend Scott Lowe, who's been AWOL for months on end. Fire away, Paul.
Jarle, hello. It's Monday morning here. I'm sitting in the kitchen and I'm just listening again to you talking about Scott Lowe. And I don't think I could miss Scott Lowe any more than I do. He, you know, I could extol his virtues and how much satisfaction I was getting from his company when he abruptly disappeared. And I've had all sorts of speculations, of course, like what's the matter, how we see it, etc. But one of the most amusing speculations I've had is that Scott Lowe was a American CIA agent, and that now, as a CIA agent, he had, of course, a military background there with a whole lot of training. And it's interesting that he never talked with any detail about his military training. He also never talked with any detail about Saudi Arabia. He did a little bit, but not a lot. I never found out anything about Saudi Arabia that I couldn't have found out easily. So everything was very safe, what he said. He was threatened by the potent possibility that Georgie D and he would team up together and actually meet face to face, but they never did, of course. The story about his life in Japan, I don't have any independent evidence that any of that was the case, that any of that really happened. I haven't found any absolute verification that he flew back to Oregon at all. In fact, I haven't found any evidence that I can rely upon at all, except for Georgie D's testament that she did have contact with a man who called himself Scott Lowe. If I was training an intelligence agent, to be effective at within social media communications, I would certainly have them adopt a persona on an audio, social audio app. It would be particularly good training, and I would test them in terms of how many people they could draw into an emotional connection. You know, working towards the point where people would be willing to do anything to help Scott Lowe because he's my friend, that kind of mentality, really. And certainly the idea of putting out all pieces of audio about describing your great pain is a very attracting way of communicating, isn't it? I am a conspiracy theorist, of course, and I'm ploughing my furrow. I'm tilling a field which I don't own. And indeed, given the paucity of evidence, I don't believe that it's possible to disprove any of my theories. So there's a chance, of course, that people with personalities disposed to being attracted by conspiracy theories will nod and say, yes, Paul, that makes a whole lot of sense. But I still remain disappointed and on the trail of Scott Lowe.
Good to hear from you, Paul, as always, and I really, really hope you finally managed to track Scott Lowe down. I started following him over at Twitter, but that didn't yield much. But I'm fascinated by your theory. Could it be that he's involved in clandestine activities? Perhaps anchoring under an altogether different persona? Scott Lowe, if you're listening in, please advise. Paul, I've been instructed to convey the Tisnes community's love and affection to the people of Cork and Glanmire in particular, which is an easy task, of course, as I share the sentiment 100%. Thanks for letting me know you're still there. I definitely need to pull myself together, and I promise I will. I think this calls for a short break, though, before putting Georgie D on the air. Take care, Paul.
Yala, how are you? I saw your station up and going and played your music while I was preparing lunch for my family yesterday on Good Friday. So good to hear The Art of Noise and that David Bowie track. That's quite an unusual one. And I thought to myself, yep, there's Yala producing quality music, just like the good old days. And I wondered how you're coping with this new version of Anchor 3.0. I am mourning the demise of a radio-style application. It's definitely pointed itself in the podcasting area now. I find it really complicated to get long play songs up on air. The last Convert YouTube to MP3 application I downloaded had Nagware in it, so that was a pain. Glad to see you're still going, and thank you so much for the music, as always. Hope you're well, Yala.
Georgie D, how are you? I want you to know that I hurry over to your station whenever I open the Anchor app, which sadly isn't very often. But I intend to take up anchoring again on a not too regular basis. The new Anchor does take a little getting used to, and I don't think all the changes are for the better. I keep getting a feeling we're here for Anchor's sake, not the other way around. Oh, speaking of around, I found a workaround for the YouTube problem actually for all sorts of apps on your phone, included Spotify. Provided you have an iPhone, that is, with the ability to record live screenshots, including audio. Let me know if you're interested, although I think I've already said enough. David Bowie's I'm Deranged. Did you ever see David Lynch's Lost Highway with Bowie playing as the main character drove along a darkened highway, showing nothing but the road's dotted yellow lines? Pure magic. I think we can enjoy another replay. Thanks for the call, Georgie. Talk to you later. Baby, RTI. Local news. This should be interesting for the radio aficionados out there. Turns out a Tisnes man set up a homemade podium of sorts on Gjerstadsdølen during Easter, on which he put on an imaginary local radio station for hiking passers-by. According to local newspaper Bladet at Tisnes, the audience was exposed to one spicy statement after the other, apparently put forward in verse. Now, there's a thought. It's been only weeks since I last broke the news of Elvis Costello and the Prodigy's Tisnes Fest appearance this summer, but of course there's more. Remember Smokey? We are, of course, talking living next door to Alice Smokey, who will be attending the music festival too, it seems. A chance to revisit the 1980s, according to the organizers, which may very well be true when it comes to Tisnes. The rest of us, however, will think of it as a blast from the 1970s. Be that as it may.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. There's a big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment I caught her eye. As a big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. She's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Then Sally called back and asked how I felt. I know how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. She's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Alice.
Door to Alice.
There isn't a doubt in my mind that the Tisnes Fest audience will chip in with a cheerful "Who the fudge is Alice?" But boy, does this call for real music.
sitting on a windowsill, but he spends his time behind closed doors. Check out Mr. Businessman, whoa. He bought some wild, wild life on the way to the stock exchange, oh ho. He's got some wild, wild life. Break it up when he opens the door, whoa. He's doing wild, wild life. Oh, that's the way you like it, oh. Living wild, wild life. Like sitting on pins and needles, things fall apart, it's scientific. Sleeping on the interstate, whoa. Getting wild, wild life. Checking in, checking out, ha ha. I got a wild,
that's it for now. I will be back at one point or the other, but the days of daily RTI transmissions are long gone, I'm afraid. Take care, friends.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.